It's Thursday, March 19, 2020. I'm Stephen Fee, and this is The Pen Pod, a limited-run podcast from Pen America. On today's edition, a Cuban dissident and artist is released after being arrested dozens of times. Then, New York Times columnist and author Jennifer Finney Boylan on her new book, and the challenges facing authors with new works coming out amid the coronavirus crisis. And finally, journalists on the front lines. I'm Stephen Fee. All that coming up on The Pen Pod. Hey everyone, and welcome to The Pen Pod, a limited-run podcast from the literary and free expression group Pen America. Well, there's plenty of concerning news out there today. A bright spot from Cuba. Late last week, Cuban authorities released artist and dissident Luis Manuel Otero Alcantara. He was arrested earlier this month on charges of insulting national symbols and property damage. It was his 21st arrest since 2017. Otero Alcantara is a multidisciplinary artist who has repeatedly spoken out against the Cuban government. The 32-year-old said he was shocked and happy when he was released. The crackdown against him and other artists comes in the wake of a draconian legal measure, Decree 349, which has been used to censor artists and silence critics. PEN America reported extensively on Decree 349 in a report last spring. Up next, an interview with author, New York Times writer, and PEN America trustee, Jennifer Finney Boylan. And joining me now is writer, New York Times columnist, and author of the upcoming book, Good Boy, My Life in Seven Dogs, Professor Jennifer Finney Boylan. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good. You know, a lot of people are working from home right now. What's your work from home setup like right now, and where are you in the world?
I'm in Maine. In fact, I was supposed to go to a reunion of my friends from high school, three boys, that was going to be in Atlantic City, New Jersey over the weekend. And at the last minute, we all decided not to do it. And my daughter, who was visiting me that day, drove me back to our house in Maine. So I left New York City last Friday and arrived after 8 hours back in my home in Belgrade Lakes, Maine. And it was just really strange. I felt like I was feeling empty and sad and frightened. And but it's good to be with my family, and sitting with my daughter for 8 hours in the car definitely raised my spirits too.
Can you talk a little bit about the impact this health crisis is having on the literary community for readers and writers at large, and especially for authors like you who have books that are coming out now?
Well, I guess it's right to say that whatever happens to the literary community may be less important than matters of life and death for us all. But sure, it affects the literary community because, well, for me personally, I have a book tour that's planned for late April, and I have a funny feeling that's not going to happen. The Penn World Voices Festival, I learned, canceled, and I was going to do a number of events for World Voices in support of Penn. The new book is about seven phases of my life and seven dogs that I owned at seven phases pre-transition. So I'm a transgender woman. I guess most people know that. But for those of you arriving late, I'm trans, and I write I guess the thing I'm most known for is writing about trans and queer experience. And so this book, A Good Boy, is about seven dogs that I owned pre-transition. So in some ways, it's kind of it's a way of capturing what it was like to be a boy and a young man. So the good boys in the book are the dogs, but they're also all those boys that I was, some of whom were good and some of whom were not. Anyway, we were going to do a whole event for World Voices Festival with authors and their dogs. And I know that Penn was trying really hard to find a venue where everyone would be allowed to bring their dog. That was the idea. And we had high hopes of kind of, you know, a couple hundred people, a couple hundred dogs. And we finally found one. But as it turns out, the challenge to that venue was not the dogs, it was the humans.
How can writers and readers support each other right now?
Well, I'll tell you a thing. My last day in New York City, I was walking up Amsterdam Avenue and I saw spray painted like a stencil on the sidewalk, the phrase, "Protect your heart." And then there were some numbers and some letters. I think it said PSM 423. And that really got through to me, protect your heart, because I think we're all so intent on not catching COVID-19 that we're forgetting to take care of our spiritual selves. And so the thing I've been trying to say to everybody over and over again is wash your hands and protect your heart. I think one of the ways we do that is by staying in touch with other people as best we can. This is a good time to remember, now that we can't do it, just how important we are to each other and how important community is. We have to do the best we can with talking on the phone, old-fashioned phone conversations, just like we used to back in the 1970s. But also look out for our spiritual selves, look out for our hearts. And one of the ways you can do that is through literature, is through books. If you're anything like me, you have a big stack of books you've been meaning to get to, and this is a good opportunity to sit down and enter another world, hopefully a better world.
And finally, what are you reading or listening to or watching that's providing a welcome distraction?
I'm reading There, There by Tommy Orange, which is a book that I know many other people read last year, but I am finally getting around to it right now. It's a story of Native American life, and in fact, urban Native American life, the experience that American Indians have living in cities. It's a story that is told through the point of view of about a dozen different characters who are all converging at a powwow. So it's a book that's really opening my eyes, because it's just not a community I know a lot about. And as someone, writing about transgender people, I know what it's like to try to write about a community that other people don't understand and don't have enough connection to. So it's opening my eyes. It's also just a really well-written book. The characters are wonderful. So that's one.
And Tommy Orange, of course, was the winner of the 2019 Penn Hemingway Award.
Indeed. Thank you for mentioning that.
Professor Jennifer Finney Boylan, she's the author of Good Boy, My Life in Seven Dogs, coming late April, and she's a Penn America trustee. Jenny, thanks so much.
Wash your hands, read a book, protect your heart. Thanks so much, Stephen. I'll see you later.
Finally, while healthcare professionals are on the front lines of the coronavirus outbreak, journalists aren't far behind them. As Stephanie Murray over at the Nieman Lab writes, having access to information can mean the difference between life and death. At NiemanLab.org, Stephanie offers a roundup of cross-newsroom collaborations happening nationwide, showcasing joint reporting efforts in Oregon, Philly, New Hampshire, and elsewhere. At a time when local news is under strain, small newsrooms are finding that partnering with their sometimes rivals is yielding more angles on a complex story. We'll have a link to that story on our website, penn.org, where you can also read more about the local news crisis and what we can do to shore up newsrooms across America. And that's our episode for Thursday, March 19, 2020. Join us tomorrow for the Penn Pod, where we'll have an interview with author Alexander Chi. You can listen to all our episodes at penn.org. Follow us at Penn America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Sign up on our website for our daily Dare newsletter, where we track major stories about literature, free expression, and the news of the world. I'm Stephen Fee for Penn America. This is the Penn Pod. See you tomorrow.